UB40, Kingston Town, a little reggae town in Jamaica, if I'm not mistaken, and possibly also an area that's being hit by bad weather at the moment. It is 8 o'clock and time for the latest news. In your top stories at this hour, Masatile says the ANC must do more to improve citizens' lives. Kuchalia concerned about the state of policing, and over 30% of SA food doesn't reach the human stomach. Deputy President Paul Masatile says the ANC is not doing enough to improve the lives of South Africans. Masatile spoke yesterday evening at the memorial lecture honoring former ANC President General Oliver Tambo. He calls on ANC members to take accountability for their failures and come up with ways to correct them. Masatile says there is a need for the party to rededicate itself to Tambo's teachings and rebuild itself to be strong. The acting Minister of Police, Feroz Kuchalia, has expressed deep concern about the state of policing in South Africa. This follows revelations made at two inquiries investigating corruption and police and political interference in the country's criminal justice system. Kuchalia says the allegations of power abuse and inappropriate relationships between senior officials and criminals are troubling. He says the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry and Parliament's ad hoc committee are necessary so the country can know the truth. Kuchalia hopes the investigations will help reset policing for decades to come. Police in Gauteng say they have arrested a 38-year-old suspect in connection with the murder of two women in Tshwane this weekend. The cousins were found with gunshot wounds in the head in Mamelodi East early on Sunday morning. According to reports, they were shot execution style. Police confirmed that a third victim was shot and injured during the incident. The suspect is expected to appear in the Mamelodi Magistrates Court tomorrow on charges of murder and attempted murder. The Eastern Cape government has welcomed the recent deployment of more than 120 additional police vehicles to districts across the province. The vehicles are expected to help strengthen frontline policing and enhance community safety. They will also help improve police visibility ahead of the festive season when crime tends to increase. Premier Oscar Mabiani believes the vehicles will play a crucial role in resolving mobility challenges that previously affected police operations. The provincial government spokesperson says they remain committed to ensuring all residents feel safe and protected. The Council for Scientific and Industrial Research says 34% of all food in South Africa does not reach the human stomach. According to the CSIR's Susan Ulufse, around 10.3 million tons of edible food goes uneaten in the country each year. The Council revealed the finding during a recent workshop on food loss and waste prevention for sub-Saharan Africa. Governments of Germany, New Zealand and South Africa used the workshop to share insights on promoting food security. Ulofsa says the findings reveal just how weak the food storage systems are in the country. And looking at international news, an underground explosion at a mine in the Australian state of New South Wales claimed the lives of two workers yesterday. According to police, a man in his 60s was confirmed dead on the scene. Two women, both in their 20s, were brought to the surface, but one later died. Emergency services airlifted the other woman to hospital for minor injuries, including hearing damage and shock. BBC News reports the state's Workplace Safety Authority is expected to investigate the incident. And looking at financials, gold selling at $3,978.84 fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $64.76, US dollar $17.22, the British pound $23.01, and the euro R20.08. A Bitcoin $113,888 and 44 cents. And that's all for this bulletin.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
When I first met you, my heart was off the limits. When I first met you, it was black or white. When I first met you, you played by the rules. Took me for a ride, it started Tuesday night. It happened so fast, you became my type.